Baby Cruise by Barry Oliver. Copyright AB Discovery, 2023. All rights reserved. Chapter 1. This is it, the aging elixir, or whatever they call it. Ridley Martin held her champagne glass toward the chandelier lights to inspect its bubbly contents. Looks like champagne to me. It is champagne. Ridley's husband, Penn, addressed his wife dismissively while pretending to read a dinner menu. The elixir is odorless and tasteless. They could have put it in a glass of water. I don't know why they bothered with champagne. Ridley frowned at her husband with his sour attitude. She glanced wistfully at the other couples sharing their dinner table, George and Betty from Tennessee, Mike and Rick from Ohio. They appeared to be happy couples in love. Why couldn't that include Ridley and Penn from St. Louis, Missouri? Because our marriage is a wreck, Ridley's frown deepened. This cruise is our last chance. After 4 years of marriage while scrimping and saving every penny, Ridley and Penn Martin could finally afford the getaway honeymoon they should have taken the day after their wedding. Unfortunately, they had been broke college graduates at the time, aimlessly in love with each other, followed by an impulsive marriage. Not surprisingly, the past 4 years had been just as aimless. Their belated honeymoon cruise would likely be their last together if things didn't turn around. Ridley had booked a cabin aboard the Pico Line's cruise ship, the Playground. It had been painful to part with the money accumulated over 4 years, and equally painful to pressure Penn into going. I could have used that money on a new BMX bike, Penn had grumbled. Spending a week on a cruise as a child is hardly worth it. Of course it's worth it. Ridley had fumed. We get to be children again. Can you believe it? On a Caribbean cruise, to a private island, no less. What could be more fun? She had thrown the Pico Lines brochure in Penn's face. Maybe we'll become friends again. They say it's easier to make friends as children. Or if not, we can make friends with other kids on the ship. That was the main attraction aboard a Pico Lines cruise. They literally transformed their passengers into children. Ridley was moments away from drinking the elixir that would perform the magic. For one precious week, they would experience a tropical cruise as a child between the ages of 8 and 10 years, or so the brochure described. The first 2 nights would be spent aboard the ship, followed by 3 days on the Pico Line's private island named, not surprisingly, Neverland Island. During the 2-day return cruise, the elixir's effects would wear off, and its passengers would return to their adult forms. Tonight would be Ridley and Penn's only night on the ship as adults, and the champagne they were about to drink would be their last alcohol consumed. It would be alcohol-free fruit juices and kid-friendly meals after that. Boarding the Playground had almost felt like returning to childhood without the elixir. Everything on the ship was cartoonishly small, ranging from their tiny bedroom cabins filled with child-sized furniture to the narrow passages aboard the boat decorated with cartoon characters, all the way to this dinner table that felt more like a child's picnic table that could barely fit the 3 adult couples seated at it. By this time tomorrow, this will all seem spacious. Betty from Tennessee spread her arms wide, almost knocking George from Tennessee off his child-sized chair. I can't wait to try out the ship's water park, Mike from Ohio beamed excitedly. I could have bought a new BMX, Penn from Missouri sulked. I have a child for a husband, no elixir needed. Ridley kept her mouth shut. At the appointed time,